Thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Miami and Detroit definitely brought their bats to the ballpark yesterday. They combined for 29 hits. The run column was a little more lopsided. To finish off the two games in Detroit, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a rough trip to Detroit. They lose two straight to the Tigers, 10-3 the final on this Wednesday afternoon. Tigers scored four times in the first against Tom Kohler, and they never looked back. Tom Kohler and Daniel Norris getting the start here this afternoon. Kohler allowed four in the first in his last outing Friday at home against the Cubs, and he allowed four in the first again here today. He gave up back-to-back hits to Ian Kinsler and Cameron Maven to get things started. He then hit Miguel Cabrera with a pitch. So three batters in, he was in a big bind. Bases loaded, nobody out facing Victor Martinez.
Here's the pitch, and a ground ball right side under the glove of Johnson out into right field. Kinsler's home. Here comes Maven home, and it's 2-0 Detroit on a ball pulled right under the glove of first baseman Chris Johnson out into right field. The third hit for the Tigers gives them a 2-0 lead.
And then after Nick Castellanos drew a walk, it was time for Justin Upton.
The pitch, and a solid line drive base hit to the left of the bag out into left center. Home to score is Cabrera. They'll do this one base at a time. It's 3-0 Tigers on Upton's hit.
And finally, on his 33rd pitch of the afternoon, Kohler struck out Stephen Moya for the first out in that first inning. Jared Saltalamacchia fought with a sack fly, and it was a four-run first for the Tigers. They sent nine to the plate in the first inning, four runs on four hits, a walk, a hit by pitch, 46 pitches for Kohler in the first, 25 strikes and 21 balls. Back came the Marlins, though, against Daniel Norris in the top of the second, a one-out walk to Derek Dietrich. Got Edeni Echeverria to the plate.
Here's a ball driven hard by Etch out into left center. That's going to get down for extra bases. Coming to third and being waved is Dietrich. Echeverria digging for third. He's got a triple into that deep left center gap, and the Marlins are on the board. It's a 4-1 game.
And after Jeff Mathis struck out, Ichiro came through.
Daniel Norris, 23 years old, delivers. Ichiro also delivers. A line drive base hit out into left center. Home to score is Edeni Echeverria, and Ichiro saves the inning for the Marlins. It's a 4-2 game now here in the second.
So the Marlins are right back in it, but the Tigers kept pouring it on in the second inning. Double by Ian Kinsler to get things started, and he was at third base with one out for Miguel Cabrera.
Here's the pitch. A swing, and that almost hit Kohler out into center field. What a vicious line drive hit. A low liner. Kohler was able to duck and get out of the way. Cabrera knocks in the run, and Kinsler scores, and it's 5-2 Detroit.
5-2 would be the score when Tom Kohler was done after three innings today. Three innings, eight hits, five runs. He walked one, struck out two. Gave way to Dustin McGowan in the fourth, and with one out, McGowan was welcomed to the ball game by Cabrera.
There's a high drive, deep left center. There's another one for Miguel Cabrera. A long way back over the bullpens. Cabrera unloads for the second game in a row, number 18, and it's 6-2 Tigers.
Number 451 feet on the home run for Miguel Cabrera, number 446. In his big league career. Then in the fifth, McGowan's still out there to face Stephen Moya.
Now McGowan. And the ball is crushed to right field. This one will not be caught. It's a shot into the seats in right. A real bolt off the bat of Stephen Moya. His fourth home run. Second given up by McGowan. And now here in the fifth inning, they have opened up a 7-2 lead.
Tigers had three home runs last night, and they would hit three in this one. After the Moya long ball, Jared Saltalamacchia went back-to-back.
McGowan in relief of Tom Kohler. Second inning for McGowan. And another high fly ball driven to right. Stanton back looking up. This one's gone. Saltalamacchia homers. Back-to-back home runs. Moya and Saltalamacchia, and an 8-2 Tiger lead in the fifth.
Daniel Norris, the Tigers starter, left on line for the win after five innings. Allowed two runs and eight hits. He walked one. Struck out a career-high eight through 100 pitches, 61 strikes. This one was into the bullpens. The Marlins got a run back in the seventh inning, an RBI single from Chris Johnson. Tigers tacked on two against JoJo Reyes in his Marlins debut in the eighth inning, an RBI doubled by Cameron Maben. than a run scoring single from Cabrera, who had three hits in this ball game, and the Tigers win it 10-3. For Detroit, 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs on 14 hits, no errors. Miami strands a dozen. Daniel Norris, the winner, 1-0. Tom Clota, the loser, 6-7. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 13 minutes, and a crowd of 31,760 was here to see it. The Tigers with the winner, 40-38, now 23-16 at home. Marlins, meanwhile, fall to 41-37 overall. They're 20-18 on the road. They had 14 hits in the ballgame. Ichiro, 2 more, including an RBI single in the second. Runs his career total to 29-88. Pulls within 12 of 3,000. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving at Storage. Let that son be your family. Let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Martin Prado went 4-for-5 for the Marlins today. 4 singles and a run scored. Christian Yelich had 2 hits for Miami. Chris Johnson, 2 hits and a run batted in. At Eddie Echeverria, an RBI triple and a run scored. But not enough. Marlins fall to the Tigers 10-3.
The Fish now try their luck in Atlanta. They play tonight starting at 7:10. Wei-Yin Chin takes the mound at Turner Field. Your Fish family bonus code today is the nickname of Fred McGriff, former first baseman for the Braves and cousin of Marlin Charles Johnson. His nickname and your bonus code, Crime Dog. 2 words, Crime Dog. 7:10 first pitch from Turner Field tonight. Kyle Seeloff gets us underway at 6:40 with Marlins on deck. Then Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner take the live play-by-play. Listen on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.